Parshas Pekudei, Eileh Pekudei HaMishkan. These are the accountings of the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu had to give an accountability of all the gold, silver, and copper that was collected and tell Klal Yisrael exactly what it was used for. Mishkan HaEdus, the Mishkan, which was a testimony for Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them for the Masei Egel, because now he was being Shoreh his Shechinah, resting his Shechinah upon them. Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe, this accounting was done and counted through Moshe. Avodas HaLevi'im, the Mishkan was the work of the Levi'im. The Levi'im took apart the Mishkan at the time of travelings. They carried it and put it back together in the place where they camped a second time. Biyad Isamar ben Aaron HaKoyin, in the hand of Isamar ben Aaron HaKoyin. Isamar was in charge of telling each Beis Av, each family, what job they should do in carrying and taking apart the Mishkan. Although Elazar was also involved, but since Elazar was only in charge of the family of Kohath, and Isamar was in charge of Gershon and Merari, the Pasuk is stressing the one that was in charge of the majority. We see over here the koyach, the strength of the Yetzirah. When the Bnei Yisrael donated the Zahav for the Egel, they did not ask Aaron to give them an exact cheshbon, exactly where the gold went, how much gold was collected, and if it was all used for the Egel. The Yetzirah convinced them to give open-heartedly, with a lev toiv, without any questions. But when it came to doing a mitzvah and giving the gold and silver and copper for the Mishkan, over there, the Yetzirah worked the other way and told them, don't give money for that. And once they gave, he convinced them to complain and ask for an accountability of every penny where it was spent. And the pasuk continues, Uvitzalel ben Uri ben Chur lemate Yehuda. And Bitzalel, the son of Uri, is the son of Chur from Shevet Yehuda, also as kol asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. He did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe. And Rashi is medayik. The pasuk does not say that Bitzalel did everything that Moshe told him, but rather what Hashem told Moshe. And the reason for that is because Moshe told Bitzalel to make the kelim first, to make the Oren Shulchan and Menorah first, and then to make the Mishkan. And Bitzalel said, that is not the normal way, the typical way of building a house. First you build the house, and then you make the Kalim to put into the house. Because if you make the Kalim first, you don't have a place to place these Kalim. On that Moshe answered, Bitzel Kel HaYisa, you are in the shade of Hashem, you were Mechaven to what Hashem told me. Because really Hashem told me to make the Mishkan first, and then the Kalim. So you were mechaven to what Hashem told me. That is why the pasuk says that Bitzalel did what Hashem told Moshe, to make the Mishkan first and then the Kalim, not what Moshe told him to make the Kalim first. Ve'itoy Aliyah ben Achisamach l'matei Don, and together with him was Aliyah, the son of Achisamach from Shevet Don, Chorosh, who was an expert. Ve'choshev Roikein, Batcheles uvaragomon uveselas hashoni vashesh. He was able to do Masi Choshev and Masi Roikem. Masi Choshev, weaving of two different pictures, one picture on one side and the other picture on the other side. The Roikem, where the same picture appeared on both sides, in blue wool, purple wool, red thread, and shesh. The trop of this pasuk does not seem to coincide with the taich of the pasuk, because when you taich the pasuk, Choshev and Roikem seem to go together, because we are saying two different ways of weaving the Tcheles Agomon to Lashoni and Sheish, whether it was Masei Choshev or Masei Roikem. But the trop puts an Asnachta by Choshev as if it is a Hefzik, and it stops there. And one has to wonder why the trop is set up in that way. And also you have to know what exactly the Chiddush of this Pasuk is, what wasn't already said before. The fact that Aliyov from Shevet Dun helped Bitzalel was mentioned many times before, and you have to understand and find the pshat what this pasuk is coming to be maisif. And the pasuk continues with all the cheshbonos of how much gold, silver, and copper were collected. Kol hazov he'osui l'melacha, all the gold that was used for the melacha, the chol melechas hakodesh, for building the Mishkan. Vayihi zahav hatenufa, the gold that was tenufa, that was separated, teisha ve'esrim kikar, 29 kikar, ushvameos ushloishim shekel b'shekel hakodesh, and 730 shekel b'shekel hakodesh. We know that a kikar equals 120 mana, and every mana is 25 shekel. So if a kikar is 120 mana, and every mana is 25 shekel, every kikar equals 3,000 shekel. And that is why any amount that was less than 3,000 shekel was counted as change of the kikar. And that's why the pasuk says there were 29 kikars of, and 730 shekel b'shekel HaKodesh. Since 730 didn't equal up to the 3,000, it didn't reach the point where it was an extra kikar, so therefore it was 29 kikar and 730 shekel b'shekel HaKodesh. And the Mefarshim discuss why the pasuk over here does not mention what the gold was used for, what materials and what kalim were made out of the gold. Like we find by the kesef and the nechoshes further on in the pasuk gives a whole list of what they used the silver for and what they used the copper for. Why doesn't the pasuk give a list of what they used the gold for? Meshech Chachma explains, by the kesef and the nechoshes, the pasuk had already said previously in Parshas Vayakel what they made out of the kesef and the nechoshes. So now the pasuk can repeat and say, this is what they used it for. Masha Enkin, concerning the gold, we did not finish yet with everything that was made out of gold. You're right, the kalim we mentioned in Parshas Vayakel, but we did not get involved yet in the Bigdei Kohuna, which will be said further on in Parshas Pekudei, which also had gold in them. Therefore, the pasuk does not list what the gold was used for, since the Torah did not finish explaining everything the gold was used for. That is how the Meshech Chochma explains the teretz on this kasha. V'ayin oid in the Ramban, in the Hemek Dover, from the Netziv and the Abarbanel, that also discuss this kasha. Another teretz that I saw was that we find, even today, many times when somebody gives a large donation, the type of people that give large donations are very easy with their money and don't ask for a cheshbon and an accounting of what was done with their donations. As opposed to the people who give small donations, they are very careful and they want to know exactly what and where their money went. So here also, concerning the Zav, which was the most expensive donation, they were given by the wealthy people, and they did not care and did not ask what exactly was done with their money. Therefore, Moshe did not have to give an accountability for the Zav. As opposed to the Kesef and the Choshes, those were the ones who gave less money. They didn't have as much money. They were the ones who asked for an accountability for what they gave, and that's why he had to list what was done with the Kesef and the Nechoshes. And the pasuk continues, the Kesef Pekudei Ho'eda, and the Kesef of the counting of the Eda, which means Klal Yisrael was counted, 603,550 people were counted, and each one gave a half of a shekel. And these halves of the shekel were used for the Adonim and a few other items. And the pasuk is saying, the Kesef Pekudei Ho'eda, the money that was given for the counting of the Eda, Ma'as Kikar, came out to 100 Kikar, the Elef Ushva Meois V'Chamisha V'Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, and 1,775 Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. 100 Kikar plus 1,775 Shekel. And the Cheshbon is like this. There were 603,550 people in Klal Yisrael over the age of 20. If you take 600,000 people giving a half of a shekel, that equals to 300,000 whole shekelim. And we know that every kikar was equal to 3,000 shekel. So if you divide 3,000 by 300,000, you get 100, which was 100 kikar for the 600,000 people that gave one half of a shekel. Then if you take the remaining 3,550 people that gave a half a shekel, that equals 1,775 whole shekelim. And that's where we get the cheshbon of 100 kikar, 1,775 shekelim. Beka lagolgoyles, a beka per head, every person had to give a beka, which was a machasis ha-shekel. Machasis ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh, one half of a shekel of shiklei hegdish, l'choil ho'over al ha-pekudim. For everybody who passed by among the counted, mi ben esrim shona v'malo, from 20 and up, l'sheish meos elef u'shloishes alofim v'chamesh meos v'chamishim, for the 603,550 people. V'yihi ma'as kikir ha-kesef, and the 100 kikir ha-kesef was used, lotzekes, to pour eis adnei ha-kodesh v'eis adnei ha-poreches, for the adonim of the kodesh, which means the adonim that went around the whole Mishkan, v'eis adnei ha-poreches, and for the adonim of the poreches. Ma'as adonim, there were 100 adonim, l'ma'as ha-kikar, for 100 kikar, kikar la'odin, every eden, every socket had the weight of a kikar, and they had 100 adonim, equaling 100 kikar. And the cheshbon is because on the north and the south side of the Mishkan, there were 20 krushim on each side, making 40 krushim. And on the back wall, there were 8 krushim, which is a total of 48 krushim. Since there were 2 adonim under each keresh, that equals to 96 krushim, plus the 4 amudim that were between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim that held up the Pareches, added another 4 adonim. There was a eden, a socket under each one of the amudim, and that totaled 100 sockets, and since it was a kikar for every socket, it equal to 100 kikar. And out of the 1,775 shekel that remained, what they did with that silver was, we know on the amudim of the chatzar, the pillars, the wooden pillars that were used in the chatzar to hold up the klayim, to hold up the curtains, each amud had silver hooks, silver vavim, and silver gartlach, silver belts, and also their top was plated with gold. So that's what they used, the 1,775 remaining shkol. Vavim la'amudim, for the hooks for the amudim, v'tzipur rasheyem, to plate the top of the amudim, v'chishak oisam, and for the belts. Unechoshes ha'tznufa, and the copper that was donated, shivim kikar, it equaled 70 kikar, v'alpayim v'arba mea shekel, and 2,400 shekel. V'yasba, and they made with this copper, ace, Es adne Pesach Oil Moed, the Adonim, for the entrance of the Oil Moed. Because at the entrance of the Oil Moed, there were 5 Amudim, and underneath these 5 Amudim, there were 5 Adne Nechoshes. The Ace Mizbach HaNechoshes, and the Copper Mizbeach, which was the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Ves Michbar HaNechoshes Asheloi, and the Michbar, which was part of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, was also made of copper. The Eis called Klei HaMizbeach, and all the Kalim of the Mizbeach were made of copper. Ves Adnei HaChotzer Saviv, and the sockets of the Chotzer were also made of copper. Ves Adnei Shara Chotzer, and the sockets of the entrance into the Chotzer, of the gate of the entrance, which had 4 Amudim, and underneath these 4 Amudim, there were 4 Adnei Nechoshes. Ves Kol Yistos HaMishkon, Ves Kol Yistos HaChotzer Saviv. And also, the pegs that were knocked into the ground, that were attached to the bottom of the Yiriyos Ha'izim, and also the Yistos HaChotzer, the pegs that were knocked into the ground, that were attached to the bottom of the Kali HaChotzer, the curtains of the Chotzer. And the purpose of these pegs were in order that the Yiriyos Ha'izim and the Kali HaChotzer would not blow in the wind, and therefore their bottom was tied down to these pegs. These pegs were made of copper. It is interesting to note that there are 2 items that seem to be made of copper also, and are not mentioned here. First of all, at the end of Parshas Truma, it states that all the hammers and any type of kalim that were needed to build the Mishkan were also made of copper, and that is not mentioned here. Secondly, we find by the Yiriyos Ha'izim, which had 2 sections to it, and these 2 sections were attached by karsei nechoshes, hooks of copper, and that is also not mentioned over here. And that is the end of the accountings of the Zohov, Kesef, and Nechoshes. And from the blue wool, purple wool, and red thread, also Vigdei Shrod L'Shorish Bakodesh. They made Vigdei Shrod, which were the covers over the kalim that were used at the time of their journeys. And they made the holy begodim that was to Aharon, kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. And we will see from this point and on in the parsha, the pasuk is constantly saying after every beged that it was made kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. Why does the pasuk have to say that over and over again? Especially that it is something that we do not find written by the kalim in Parshas Vayakel, only by the Bigdei Kohuna. Meshech Chochma answers, because since the Bigdei Kohuna were made with klayim, a mixture of wool and linen, therefore the Torah stresses by each and every beged that it was kasher tzivah Hashem as Moshe, Hashem commanded Moshe to make it this way, even though it was klayim. And now let us go back on the Rashis. Zot Rashi Posuk Chof Aleph, Eile Pekudei. These are the accountings. The parshazu nimnu kol mishkolei nidvas hamishkon lekesef ulazov ulanachoshes. In this parsha, it is listed all the weights of the donations of the Mishkan for silver, gold, and copper. The nimnu kol kelav l'chol avodosoi. And for the silver and the copper, it also tells you exactly what was made with these metals. HaMishkan Mishkan. Why does it say the Lashon Mishkan twice? Shnei Pa'amim, Remez LeMikdash. It's a Remez for the Beis HaMikdash. Shenes Mashkein B'Shnei Churbanim. That it was taken as collateral by the two Churbanim, by the two destructions. Al Avoneseim Shel Yisrael, because of the Averis of Klal Yisrael. That is why the Lashon of Mishkan, which is also used as a Lashon of Mashkin, is said twice. It is saying Mashkin, Mashkin. The Beis HaMikdash was taken twice as a collateral, as a Mashkin, because of the Averis of Klal Yisrael. Mishkan ha'edus, the Mishkan that was a testimony. Edus li Yisrael shevito lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Maiso ha'egel. It is a testimony to Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them for the egel that they did. Shari hishra shechinosei beinehem, because he rested his shechina amongst them. The Taz in Sefer Divrei David asked, why is it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give them a Mishkan as a testimony that he forgave them for the egel? Didn't they already have the Luchos, which was a testimony when Moshe came down from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur with two new Luchos, the Luchos Shniyos? Wasn't that a testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them? And the Taz answers that the real Eidus, a real testimony, is something that is nearer Lakoil, that everybody can see. And since the Luchos were placed inside the Aron, not everybody was able to see this testimony. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Mishkan that was begolui, that was in front of everybody, and even the Umay Sa'olam were able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael for the Maisa Egel. Avoidas HaLevi'im, it is the Avoida of the Levi'im. Pekudei HaMishkan VeKelo, the charge of the Mishkan and its Kelim, who Avoida HaMesuri LaLevi'im BaMidbar. It is an Avoida that was given over to the Levi'im in the Midbar. Loseis, to carry the Mishkan, Ulaharid Ulahokim, and to take it down and to set it up by each and every traveling. Ish ish lemasoi hamufkar olam. Each person on the burden and the thing that he has to carry, that he was appointed over. K'moshe Omar b'parshas Nosai, just like it says in Parshas Nosai, what everybody carried. B'yat Isamar, this was the charge of Isamar. Hu haya poked aleihem, he was appointed over the Levi'im. Limsel l'chol beis av avoida she'olo, to give over and to tell every family the avoida that they had to do. And as we explained before, Isamar was in charge of two families of the Levi'im, Gershon and Merari. U'mitzalel ben Uri ben Chur also has kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Asher tziva oisai Moshe enksiv kan. The pasuk does not say that Bitzalel did what Moshe told him. Ela kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. It stresses that Bitzalel did what Hashem told Moshe. Afilu dvar shalai omalai rabbi, even things that Moshe, his Rebbe, did not tell him, his schema daitai, his das was in accord, l'mashe nemar l'moshe misinai, to what Hashem told Moshe in Sinai. Ki Moshe tziva l'Bitzalel lases tchila kelim. Moshe commanded Bitzalel to make the kelim of the Mikdash of the Mishkan first. V'achakach Mishkan, and then make the Mishkan. Amalei Bitzalel, Bitzalel told Moshe, minok ha'olam lases tchila bayis, v'achakach mesim kelim b'soichoi. The minhag of the world is to first make a house and place the kelim inside the house, not vice versa. Amar loy, Moshe told him, kach shomati mipi hagvura, you are right, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. Amar loy, Moshe said to Bitzalel, Amar loy Moshe, Bitzel kel ha'yisa, you are in the shadow, in the shade of Hashem. Ki bevadai kach tzivali HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is definitely what Hashem told me to make the Mishkan first. V'chein also, and that is the way he did it. HaMishkan tchila, v'achar kach also kelim. First the Mishkan, and then the kelim. And the obvious kasha, which all the Mefarshim discuss, is that it seems to be just the opposite. If you look at Parshas Truma, which is the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe to make the Mishkan, it says clearly over there, first the kelim, and then the Mishkan. And we see in Parshas Vayakel, which was the tzivoy of Moshe to Klal Yisrael, that Moshe told Klal Yisrael to make first the Mishkan, and then the Kelim. So how can Rashi say just the opposite? That Moshe said to make the Kelim first, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to make the Mishkan first. We see in Parshas Truma and Vayakel that this was not so. Some want to answer that we do find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did say to make the Mishkan first in Parshas Kisisa. In the Parsha, where it says, Re'ei Karosti B'Shem Bitzalel, I called Bitzalel to do my work, and it lists all the things and all the kelim that Bitzalel has to make. In Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, Eis Oyel Moyed V'Sa'orin La'edus. It says, first the Oyel Moyed, referring to the Mishkan, and then it goes on to list all the kelim, the Oren, the Shulchan, the Menorah. So over there, where it was referring to the tzivui of Hashem to Moshe, it does mention the Mishkan first and then the Kalim. But it is a very shvera kasha on Rashi, which needs to be answered, Ayin Maskel Adavid, and other Mefarshi Rashi. And Rashi continues, Kikar, Shishim Mone. A Kikar is equal to 60 Mone. Umone shel Kodesh Kafal Haya. And the Mone used for Hegdish was double. Hari HaKikar Kuf Chaf Mone. That comes out that one kikar equals 120 mone. Vaha mone chafei sloim. And one mone equals 25 shekel. Hare kikar shel kodesh, it comes out that one kikar of kodesh is gimel alafim shkolim. 3,000 shkolim. When you multiply 25 times 120. Lefikach, mone bepritput. It counts individually. Kol hashkolim shebchusim b'minyonon migimel alafim. All the shkolim that were less then 3,000 she'ein magiyin l'kikar, they did not reach a complete kikar. So that was like saying the change. The change of the kikar was anything less than 3,000. Beka, hu she'im mishkol shel machzah shekel. That is the name of the weight of a half a shekel is called a beka. L'sheish me'as elef, for 603,550 people giving a half a shekel. Kach ho yisrael. That was the amount of klal yisrael. V'kach olam in yonam achashukum ha'mishkol b'sefer ba'midbar. And also, in Sefer Bamidbar, after the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the total amount was also the same, 603,550. Va'af ato benidvash ha-Mishkan kach hayu. And also now, at the time of the donations of the Mishkan, in Tishrei, 6 months earlier, they were still the same amount, 603,550. U'minyan chatzoy ha-Shkolim shel sheish me'as elef. And the minyan of 600,000 half shkolim, oile, it comes out, ma'az kikar, 100 kikar, kol echot shel shloshes alofim shkolim, each kikar equaling 3,000 shekel. Ketzad, how does this work out? Sheish meos elef chatzoyin, 600,000 half shkolim, harehin gimel meos elef shlemim, it equals to 300,000 complete shkolim, hare ma'az kikar, which is equivalent to exactly 100 kikar, va'gimel alofim vehe meos v'chamishim chatzoyin, and the 3,550 half shkolim, oilin, they come out to elef ushvameos v'chamisha v'shivim shkolim, to 1,775 shkolim. So that is how we get 100 kikar and 1,775 shkolim. And what did they use this silver for? Latzekes, to pour, ketagumai la'atocha, to pour. Eis adne ha-kodesh, the adonim of the kodesh, shel karshi ha-mishkon, of the kroshim, of the pillars of the mishkon, shehei memches kroshim, which were a total of 48 kroshim, 20 on each side, and 8 for the back. Ulohem tzadik vav adonim. 48 kroshim have 96 adonim. Va'adne paroiches arbo, and the sockets for the paroiches were 4. Haremeo, it totals 100 adonim. V'chol shar ha'adonim nechoshes k'siv bohem. And all the other adonim of the Mosach Pesach Oel Moed, of the Chotzer, and of the Mosach Pesach Shar HaChotzer, were all made of copper. V'tzipur Roshayim, out of the 1,775 shekel, they made vavim la'amudim, Tzipur Roshayim, Shel Amudim of the Amudim. The Amudim were silver plated on the top. Shebekulam Ksiv, Tzipur Roshayim, Vachashukayim Kesef. By all of them, it is stated that they were gold plate, they were silver plated on top, and also had a silver belt around it. Uminatcheles for Haragomon, they made the big day Hasrod. Sheish Leinemakan, it does not state linen over here. Umikan Ani Oimer, and therefore I say, She'ain big day srod halolo big day kahuna. That these big day srod are not referring to the big day kahuna. She'be big day kahuna hoya sheish. By the big day kahuna, whenever tcheles, agoman, and talash shani are mentioned, sheish was also included. Elohim begodim shemachasim behem klei kodesh b'shas siluk masois. These are covers that they covered the kalim at the time of their journeys. She'lehoya bohem sheish. It did not have in them any sheish, any linen.